Exercise 5, page 154.
A cause for celebration. London's enchanting street parade, the Notting Hill Carnival, was originally a celebration with its roots in the faraway Caribbean in colonial times. When slaves were sent from Africa to work in the Caribbean, they were forbidden to play their music or wear their traditional clothes. That changed in 1883, when slavery was made illegal. Men and women took to the streets of Trinidad in colorful costumes to celebrate their new freedom and revive their native culture. This celebration is still carried on in the Caribbean community in London today, with masked dancers, calypso music, and bands playing steel drums. The steel drum was invented in Trinidad when enthusiastic islanders turned large oil containers into musical instruments. In the mid-20th century, Notting Hill was a poor area of London that attracted many immigrants from the Caribbean. The carnival they opened there in 1964 was a huge success, and Londoners joined in the colourful parades and danced to the catchy tunes from the steel bands. Today, the carnival is a highly profitable event which carefully maintains its Caribbean roots. If you go there in August, you will witness one of the most important celebrations of cultural diversity in Europe. The musical Olympus, the peak of performance. When it comes to the best in the world of classical music, you need look no further than St. Petersburg. Since 1996, the city has played host to the Musical Olympus International Festival, an annual series of concerts featuring a remarkable roll call of young award-winning singers, musicians, and conductors. Against the stunning backdrop of St. Petersburg's most impressive buildings, the city's music lovers are treated to a musical extravaganza. This is not just the best, it is the best of the best. The Musical Olympus Foundation was established in 1995 to develop both national and international cultural events. The jewel in the foundation's crown is the International Festival. Winners from competitions all over the world are invited to perform with the best Russian orchestras. Young performers and upcoming stars take center stage to spotlight the next generation of musicians. But the concerts not only showcase fresh talent, they have attracted such international stars as Yo-Yo Ma, the famous cellist, Diana Krall, the renowned jazz singer, and Daniel Barenboim, the celebrated conductor. The foundation is truly international in its aims and intentions, and concerts have not been limited to St. Petersburg. Events have been held as far afield as New York and Berlin to great acclaim. High standards, great organization, and fantastic music have led to the Musical Olympus International Festival taking its rightful place as one of the highlights of the cultural year. Visitors from all over the world pour into St. Petersburg to enjoy the world's best musicians, and with the festival growing in reputation every year, its future success seems assured.